This is KUT. The Federal Refugee Resettlement Program has faced a lot of uncertainties in the past several weeks. A first and second travel ban from the Trump administration has been stopped by the courts from going into effect. However, officials have vowed to continue to defend the ban in court. And as KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, folks who work with refugees here in Austin say this back and forth is making their work more complicated than usual.
Simone Thoma Flowers is the executive director of Interfaith Action of Central Texas. Her group, among other things, teaches English to refugees here in Austin. The group also teaches them cultural stuff about living in the U.S. But mostly, Flowers says, they are a resource. They answer questions about what refugees should expect here. That last part has been tricky lately.
This is the first time, really, that we have been in a situation where it's like, well, we don't know. There's some such uncertainty. So this is something that we're in a different space right now that we have never experienced before.
Flower says, in particular, the constant back and forth over travel restrictions from folks from certain countries has presented issues. For now, she says she's telling refugees from those majority Muslim countries to not travel.
Which is really hard because they are here legally and we want them to roam free. But at the same time, to let them know what their rights are and so that they can be informed. Because many of them have come from nations where they've had no rights.
Erin Rippenkroger with Refugee Services of Texas says the flow of current arrivals and the projection of new arrivals in the future has been all over the place. He says for now, Texas is resettling more refugees, but
they have slowed down dramatically. And so it's just not clear to us exactly how many are going to come this year. We know that the pace has slowed down quite a bit. And we assume that will be the case for the rest of the year, but we don't know yet if there will be a full stop for a portion of the year. And again, we hope that that won't occur, just given the very detrimental impacts that will have on the lives of real people.
Rippenkroger says Texas is expected to bring in roughly half the people it did last year, which he says is unfortunate, considering the worldwide refugee crisis. He says in Texas, many of the refugees who come here are reuniting with family. And both Rippenkroger and Simone Thoma Flowers say the good news in all of this is the local community has stepped up since the travel bans were announced. Here's Rippenkroger.
You know, each time one of these executive orders has been issued, we have hundreds of volunteer requests.
Texas typically resettles more refugees than most states. Last year, state officials withdrew from the Federal Refugee Resettlement Program over a dispute with the Obama administration. Since then, groups, including Refugee Services of Texas, have taken over and continue to resettle people in the state. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.